Here's some tea.
Thank you very much, Doctor. It's not right for me to sit here and you to bring the tea. It is bad.
Why? Because I'm a doctor?
Because you're a doctor. Because you are older. And because you're the chosen one.
I really don't get it, Elias. Are you being serious or just joking?
You should know I'm always serious, even when I am joking. This was all too much, Doctor.
Oh, no, man. I was worried you'd go and tell everyone that you went to Bajuan's house after 4 years and all he gave you was bread and cheese. Anyway, this isn't a big deal.
Taha.
What's wrong?
It's nothing.
The broth that Malud made was something else.
You've never eaten it.
I'm saying what you're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was something.
Thank you.
Chaos. Why won't you answer me?
Nothing. Nothing. My mind just wandered off.
Well, I know. What caused it? What happened to you just now?
Nothing, Doctor. It wasn't important. Just for a second. Somebody here to see you?
No. No one's supposed to come by now.
Doctor, did you tell anybody that I'm here?
No.
Then I think it's best that I hide.
No. There's no need for that. I won't let anyone in.
Hello.
Hello, dear. Weren't you supposed to go to your aunt's house tonight?
Well, I didn't.
Is something wrong?
No. I just want to talk to you.
So something is up?
No, Dad, nothing's wrong. I just want to talk to you, that's it.
Well, I haven't broken my fast yet.
Well, I haven't either.
So you started early too, then?
Yeah.
Did you drive over here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go home and break your fast, and I'll be there in a couple of hours, and we'll talk all you want, okay?
Dad, I'm really hungry. I might not be able to make it home to break it. And it's no fun breaking my fast alone. So come on now, Dad, what do you say? Let's break our fast together!
But,
Do you have a guest here?
No. I'm alone right now.
Then you'll either come with me, or you'll let me inside. Daddy, you coming or can I come in?
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me go turn off the lights and I'll be back, okay? Elias, where did you go?
You not to forget to turn off the stove.
The stove? No.
Dad, well, now that everything's ready, let's eat right here.
No, not here. No, let's go home.
Then get the broth and the porridge. You'll stay till dawn, right?
Yeah, okay.
You hungry, or will you wait for some tea?
No, my dear. No, we can't break our fast without tea, dear. We can talk till the tea gets ready. What do you say about that?
Let's talk then.
Well, you were the one who was supposed to talk. Or, I don't know, pour your heart out?
Well, yeah. But maybe I didn't really put it right. It's not called talk. It's something I want to do.
Whatever you want to call it. Will you tell me or not?
I will. I mean, I have to.
The water's boiling.
Listen, Dr. Bardia talked to me a lot today.
Well, what did she say?
She told me all the things that you told her. The things that she told you. Dad, I'm worried about you.
That's interesting. Dr. Bardia's made me look bad everywhere then, huh?
No, she just told me. She's worried about you too.
She probably thinks I've gone mad. What do you think?
You know that's not what it's called. She didn't say that either. She just said you have to...
I have to see a doctor, a psychologist, right?
It's necessary, am I right?
Oh, dear Lord. Look, my dear. Anyone in my situation... How can I say this? I mean, anyone can. I really don't know how to put this in words, my darling. Anyone might get disillusioned and start talking nonsense. That doesn't mean you have to take him to a shrink, you know. Yeah, I accept. I accept that I was feeling well in the operating room today, but I swear, every time I think of it myself, I just laugh at the whole ordeal. But that's all over now.
No, Dad, it's not over yet. Why did you have two plates set in the house today? Why did you have two cups of tea ready? You thought someone else was there too, right? Maybe you were talking to him. That's why you wanted to get rid of me. Is that right? So don't say it's over, Dad. Daddy, please let me help you.
I really don't need your help, dear. You're making a very big mistake.
Very well. I accept I was making a mistake if you convinced me that there was someone else in the house with you. Someone that I can see with my own eyes.
All right. I had set the table for two people in memory of your mother. I wanted to be alone. Yes, I spoke to her. Yeah, just like everyone else. Everyone else who visits their loved one's grave and talks to them out loud all the time. And none of these people are crazy, and none of them need to see a doctor.
But none of them take food for their loved ones. They don't pour them tea, Dad. You have to see a doctor!
I don't need to see a doctor, my dear daughter. If this is called madness, then I am fine with that completely. I like being crazy. Do you understand me?
Very well. You can call this craziness, Daddy. But don't forget, if Mom's supposed to be alive, then we have to be together like we used to. I won't leave you alone again. You can't go to the country house again. If you want to go there, I'll come with you.
Fine. What's the matter with you? The tea's ready. It's almost dawn. Run. Run, poor thing. The holy month's begun.
Should I expect you home for iftar, or should I come to the country house? I want for us to be together for the first iftar of Ramadan, like always.
I'll come home.
Then I'll be expecting you.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Elias. Good thing you called me. You got what happened last night, didn't you?
Like I told you, it's best that I leave.
Believe me, I couldn't get rid of her at all. It was my daughter, Pari.
Yes, I recognize her. Good God, but hasn't she grown, Doctor? The last time I saw her, I think she was 16. Am I right, Doctor?
Yes, that's right. She forced me to take the broth and the porridge. All you had left was bread and cheese. Sorry about that.
There's no need to be sorry, Doctor.
Are you going to the hospital?
Yes. The truth is, there's a lot of talk about me going around. I have to go and deny what I've said.
Listen carefully to what I have to say, Doctor. Today, you will meet a young person, 22, maybe 23 years old. He is a bit skinny, but very tall. You must not forget that you must operate on him. No one else can.
What's wrong with him?
You will find that out yourself.
The only thing you have to remember is that if you do this, if you perform this operation, he will make it. So you must not let anyone else do it.
What's his name?
You will find that out later, too. I'll see you in the evening. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Hello, ma'am.
Oh, sorry, Doctor. Hello.
It's okay, ma'am. How are you? Last night or today, did you admit a young man in?
What's his name?
His name, I don't really know. He's about 22, 23 years old.
A moment, please. No, Doctor.
Dr. Judat to the emergency room.
Tell me, are you sure?
Yes, we've only admitted 4 patients since last night. And none
hello,
of them
doctor.
Were young.
Oh, hello, Doctor. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. I'm glad I saw you. I wanted to come to you and give you an explanation.
Well, for what?
Well, the things that I said. Don't take them too seriously. Forget about them. It really is all because of me losing Malud.
I'm glad to hear that, but I think... Well, just forgive
you're
me,
you're too kind to me. I know you're worried because of your kindness.
Dr. Judat to the emergency room.
She's good. As a matter of fact, I wanted to say she's worried about me, too. And I tried to make her feel much better, but... I couldn't. She insists on sending me to a psychologist. A psychologist. Can you believe that?
Well, what's wrong with seeing one just one time?
No, ma'am. There's no need to spend the money.
Hello there, miss.
Hello.
They told me to come here where I could admit my patient.
What's his name?
Behnam Temurian.
How old is he?
He's 22.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He just fainted.
Do you know him?
No, excuse me.
Please pay this at the cashier's.
Thank you very much, miss.
Thanks a lot, guys. You all did really great. You can go now. Is everything okay?
Yes, Doctor.
Today you will meet a young man, 22, maybe 23 years old. He's a bit skinny, but very tall. The only thing you have to keep in mind is that you have to be the one to operate on him. Nobody else. That is the one thing you need to know. If you operate on him, he will live. So you must not let anyone else do it.
What happened to him?
Dr. Mohammadi to the operating room?
Doctor, I've already asked them these questions before.
If it's okay, I'll ask as well. Are you his mother?
No, Doctor, I'm his sister. He came home last night and went to bed. An hour later, when I woke up, he was pacing in the room backwards and forwards. I asked him what's wrong. He said he had a headache and I gave him a pill.
What kind of pill?
Acetaminophen.
And?
Nothing. He got dizzy and he couldn't walk. I called the emergency services and this is what happened.
All right, all right.
Doctor, Imami to the registry.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Excuse me, Doctor. Have you met this man before?
No. But if it's okay, I'm gonna take care of him.
I don't think there's a need for you to go through the trouble. I'll take care of it. You can go.
If you let me take care of it, I will greatly appreciate it.
Very well, then. Go right ahead, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Maradi Far to recovery. Dr. Maradi Far to
What caused this? Did he fall?
He was limping when he came home last night. I asked him what had happened, and he said he sprained his ankle.
Hurry, Evane. He needs a drip.
Yes.
A blood cross match? 16 mils of Degsa. A Tagamet injection immediately.
Yes.
A simple image of the skull, one of his chest, and a CT scan. Tell the operating room to be ready. Control his blood pressure constantly.
Okay.
What's going on, Doctor?
Most probably he took a fall before he came home and his brain hemorrhaged. We have to operate on him.
Will he be okay, Doctor?
Doctor Pashuhan.
Don't worry. He's gonna live.
Dr. Pashuhan? Dr. Pashuhan to the chief's office?
Very well, then. Come and get me when the images are ready. I'll be in Dr. Naini's room.
What did the doctor say? What's wrong?
He has a brain hemorrhage. They have to operate on him.
Hello, good day.
Hello, doctor.
Is the doctor in?
Yes, he is. He's expecting you.
If you'll excuse me, doctor.
Hello, Dr. Pashuhan. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Excuse me.
Please, come in. Please. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Don't let anyone in, please.
Thank you.
Well, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's not bad.
How's Parry?
She's fine.
I hear you're going on vacation. It's a great idea.
A vacation?
Yeah.
Did Parry tell you that?
No. Dr. Bardia did.
Uh-huh. No. The fact is Dr. Bardia made that suggestion, but I don't want to take a vacation. I mean, I don't have the time right now.
But I think it'll be good for you to take a rest. You need it. It'll be a good thing. You've been through a lot.
Is that why you called me in here? To ask me to take a vacation?
Listen, Taha. Every one of us understands what you're going through. We know how hard it is for you to accept Mulud's death. Maybe anyone in your shoes would act the same.
How? What's wrong with me?
What I actually mean is, such a terribly tragic incident can disturb the mental balance of just about anyone. You have to get some help as soon as possible.
That Dr. Bardi is quite fast, I see. So she's told you as well.
You're making a mistake.
Look, Dr. Naini, I said some things and it was all nonsense. Believe me, I regret it all, everything. I take it all back. By doing so, I have the mental balance that I need. And please, tell Dr. Bardia to stop trying to help me. She's doing more harm than good. Tell her that I said, please stop worrying about me. I'm just fine, do you understand?
I'm telling you, you're wrong. Dr. Bardia didn't tell me anything. Dr. Judat did.
Well, that figures. I want to assure you that I'm okay. I don't know what Dr. Judat has told you, but thank you very much for thinking of me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I really have to go. I have an emergency surgery.
Taha, you can't operate on him. Not on him, not on anyone else.
You mean I'm being forbidden from working?
If you prefer, we can call it a vacation, you know.
I don't want to take one.
Listen to me, Taha. It's my responsibility as the head of this hospital to protect the lives of our patients and do what's best for them to recover. And my most important duty is to have the best doctors I can perform the operation.
Oh, come now, Dr. Naini. Saying some stupid things shouldn't cost me my job. How can you hold all that against me? What are you doing to me?
You have to see a psychologist, and he can determine your mental health, and that's final.
I'm very sorry, but you can't make such a decision on your own. It's up to the medical board to do such a thing. And until then, I'll continue to do my work, and that shouldn't be obvious
to you. The doctor who is on call today is Dr. Judat. And he's the one responsible for operating on that young man, not you. Not you!
I talked to Dr. Judat! I asked him for permission, huh?
Because you put him on the spot. And that's why he came here to complain to me about your behavior.
All right. I'll go to a psychologist then. I'll go and see one right away. I'll do whatever you ask. But first, just let me operate on that young man right there. Then I'll do whatever you ask.
I don't understand, Taha. Why do you insist so much? Who is that guy anyway? Why do you have to operate on him? You're so well respected and experienced. No one will argue if you want to operate on a certain patient. But I don't understand you. Why is this particular patient so important to you?
Doctor, I'm begging you. I am begging you, please let me operate on that young man.
Who is he, Taha? Do you know him?
No.
Then tell me what it's about.
Well, it's... Listen, Doctor. If Dr. Judat operates on him, he's going to die.
Dr. Judat is young and inexperienced, but
it's not about Dr. Judat. It's not about him at all. This young man will die if anyone other than me operates on him.
What do you mean, Taha? How do you know that? Can you predict the future?
Call it what you want. But let me do it. Just let me perform the operation on that young man. Not because of me. Because of that young man. I'm begging you, please, Doctor.
You see, Taha, you still think that you're okay, and that we shouldn't be worried about you.
Listen, Doctor, I can't explain any more than I have.
Finish with it, Taha. Really, I don't want to ask for a meeting of the board, because I know if they find out how you're acting and the things you've been talking about, I'll be forced to be stricter with you. So please do what I am asking of you to do. And then if you think you're okay, then don't be worried about seeing a psychologist.
Fine.
I want you to get me both the new and the old images, all of them.
They're all ready, Doctor.
Excuse me, Dr. Judat.
Yes, what is it?
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a second, please?
Yes, of course, Doctor, but can it wait until after the operation? That is, if you don't mind.
No. I won't take up too much of your time.
Very well. Nurse, please go to the operating room and tell them to prepare everything, all right?
Yes, Doctor.
Thank you very much. I'm at your service.
Mr. Bitara, please report to the hospital chief.
If you allow me, I would like to perform this operation.
Look, I don't mind, but I don't know how much of all of this you know. It's Dr. Naini's decision, you see. It seems that he believes you aren't capable of performing operations right now. And,
Well, if you let me, Dr. Naini cannot disagree. I'm sure of this.
Truth is, I really don't know what to say. And, Doctor, I prefer not to disagree with him at the moment.
Look, Dr. Judat, let's be honest with each other. I know you've told Dr. Naini that I've lost all my senses up here. And I know you just went to see him to complain about my behavior and, to stop me from operating on this young man. And I know that you really, I mean really, don't like me very much. And that's just fine,
Why, Doctor? Did you ever stop to think why is it that I don't like you?
No. No, the truth is, it never, mattered to me, but you're...
It does. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. It matters a lot. You know why it is that I don't like you, Doctor? It's because you don't like me. Because you always want to prove that you're better than I am, better than everyone else.
I already told you that it doesn't matter if you have a problem with me. Now's not the time to talk about any of that at all. What's important is that someone's life is in danger as we argue with each other over here. Do you understand?
You see, Doctor, this by itself is you being better than all of us, isn't it?
No, that's not it at all. It's not like that at all. It's not like that. The thing is, the thing is, how should
I... Yes, I understand you quite clearly. I really do understand you. You want to say that you have much more experience than I am, that you're more skillful than I am. Your surgeries are successful, you're more regarded than I am, smarter. But I don't know anything. I'm young and I'll ruin it all. You think the surgery will be a failure.
No,
I know all this too well.
No. I don't mean that at all. I don't mean that you're not a good surgeon. All I want is for you to let me do it. Please, I can't explain it to you. I really can't, really. This is an exception. Just this time, just this once. I really don't mean any offense to you. None at all.
Listen to me, Dr. Pejuan. I know, and everyone else knows, that you're a great doctor. I mean, you're the best. No one denies it. I mean, in this hospital, it is a fact. But, Doctor, it's not ethical of you to deny other surgeons the chance, to deny them the opportunity to gain experience. You want everything for yourself.
No. No, it really isn't like that at all. I told you the truth. This is an exceptional case. It is an exceptional case! I told you this already, didn't I? Sorry. I'm sorry. Please allow me to assist you in the operation.
Don't say that, please, Doctor. Dr. Pajuhan the Great wants to assist me? I can never even dream about such a thing. I'd never even dare mention it. And aside from that, I'm afraid Dr. Latifi's already waiting for me in the operating room right now. He's supposed to be my assistant. And don't forget one thing, Doctor. If Dr. Naini says that you perform the operation, believe me, I'll oblige. And I'll leave the surgery up to you. I'll be the last one to get in your way, Doctor. Even if it's right in the middle of the surgery, I will step down. Excuse me for now.
The only thing you have to remember is that you have to operate on him. No one else can.
Hello? Hello, excuse me. This is Dr. Pajuan. Yes. Please let me know when Dr. Junat's operation is over. I'm in the resting room. Thank you.
The only thing you have to know is that you have to operate on him and he will live. The only thing you need to know is that you have to operate on him. No one else can. The only thing you need to know is if you operate on him, is if you operate on him, operate on him. So don't let anyone else do it. Don't let anyone else do it.
When I talked to him today, I thought he was better and had passed through the crisis.
No, but I don't think so. Because today in the emergency room, he tried to bully Dr. Judat into letting him take over and perform an operation.
Well, you know that Dr. Judat doesn't like Dr. Pajuan. Well, what I mean is that what he said might be a bit too much.
Well, I tend to doubt that. because after that he came to me and said if anyone other than him performs the surgery, the patient will die.
Who was the patient? Was his case that serious?
No, it was simple. It was a simple brain hemorrhage. Tell me now, didn't you say he doesn't want to operate for a while?
I did. I mean, I asked him not to operate for a while, and I was really hoping he would accept it.
Anyway, I was forced to be tough with him. I told him that he cannot operate. And if I have to, I will go to the board and tell them about it.
But, Doctor, don't you think you're overreacting a bit?
Look, I don't want to have to go to the board. But if I must do that, if he goes into the operating room before he's ready, I'll have no choice. I really have no choice. And also, it might help if you talk to him.
Yes?
Hello, Doctor.
Hello?
Dr. Judot's operation is over. You asked to be informed.
And how did it go?
Apparently it went well. The blood clot has been removed.
Well, thank God. Thank you. Yes?
Excuse me, Doctor. I wanted to say that the operation was a success, and that the young man is alive and well.
I'm glad. I really am glad. Great job, Doctor. And I'm so sorry for my behavior before.
Goodbye, Doctor.
بر بی همه